how are we going to get things to move in something that's basically solid? So when we look at the interior of the Earth, we're going to see that convection in the mantle is going to help bring heat from the interior of the Earth up to the surface. It's also going to help us with our decompression melting. And convection in the outer core is what's going to generate our magnetic field. So now we want to switch gears just a little bit, now that we know a little bit more about the interior of the planet, and think about how things are happening in the interior of the planet. So when we think about how heat is transferred from place to place, there are three basic ways that we transfer it. One is through radiation. This is like sunlight on a rock and the rock heats up. There's conduction, which is the direct transfer of heat from one object to another. This is like you putting your hand down on a hot stove burner. That's immediate transfer of that heat to you from the stove. And then there's convection. And convection is really a very interesting way of heat transport because it involves motion of material. The examples we tend to use for this are things like a lava lamp or a pot of soup on the stove. And both of these are really good examples of what's happening in what's called thermal convection. So in this process, if we think about turning on the burner below our pot of soup, we start to heat the bottom of the pot. As we heat the soup at the bottom of the pot, it becomes less dense. It's going to rise up relative to the soup around it that's colder. That colder soup is going to start to sink because now it's a little more dense than the soup that's rising. And so you start to build this cycle of up and down, rising and falling. And as that hot soup comes up to the surface, it's actually going to lose a little bit of its heat. And it's going to cool back down a little bit and sink. And that's what makes the boiling that you see when a soup pot is boiling. Those are big convection cells inside your soup pot. So, same basic idea for the mantle, except instead of soup, we're dealing with basically solid rock. But it's the same idea, that in the mantle, we have rock that is being introduced that is cold, and therefore it's very dense, especially at our convergent plate boundaries. As that cold rock is introduced into the mantle, it's going to start to very, very slowly sink. And as it sinks low enough, it's going to start to heat up. We're going to start to build that temperature, build that pressure. Eventually, as material gets all the way down near to the core, it's going to heat up much, much more. And that rock, now that it's super hot, is going to start to rise back up because as we've heated it up, now it's not very dense compared to the cold rock that we introduced at the convergent plate boundary. And so that warm rock is going to rise up, and there's our convection cycle. So we're going down where we introduce cold, dense material. We're going to come up as that material gets heated and becomes less dense. And eventually, that material makes its way up at divergent plate boundaries, where it starts to form new crust, and where it can punch through continental and oceanic crust to create volcanoes in the middle of plates, which we'll talk about a little bit in the next lecture. So convection in the mantle, we think of as thermal convection. And we're going to see that's a little different from how it works in the outer core. So in the outer core, which is a liquid, things work a little bit differently. We still end up with convection. We still end up with less dense liquid rising up and more dense liquid sinking. But what's driving that change in density now isn't the temperature.